listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that's dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your show creator and host, and I'm joined in the studio this morning with my friend and co-host, life coach and Accessing Universal Intelligence mentor, Dakey Fox. Good morning, Dakey.
Good morning, Eileen.
All right, so today's show is special. It's a different format. It's all Q&A. The phone number to call is 888-498-0570, and you can ask questions of our guest, Sonia Recknitzer. As we will be discussing, you're invited to ask whatever burning questions you have, allowing Sonia to demonstrate what she's learned to do, and we'll talk about what she's doing in between, because it's something all of us can learn how to do. And we need a few disclaimers. When Sonia's offering you messages, she will be offering you messages from your own higher self. And what you do with the information that she gives you is entirely up to you. And also, if you need clarification, you can ask, and we ask you also to be brief with what it is that you want to know, because we understand we already have about 10 people standing by. We want to make sure we have time for everybody. So Sonia Recknitzer is a wife. She's a mother of two. She's author of Natural Pain Free Birth, and she's a co-founder of the Universal Intelligence Group. She's dedicated to connecting people with their inner genius and with universal intelligence. And she shows people how to move past their limiting beliefs. And the purpose of this show today is to introduce you to what is now possible given new vibratory energies that are available on our Earth. Dakey, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I mean, you're doing great. Let's just have a roll.
And so, hi, Sonia. Yeah. Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, Eileen and Dakey. How are you today?
Super. A little excited, I guess, is what it is. I do want to mention that people can find out more about you at accessingui.com, accessinguniversalintelligence.com. So, Sonia, do you have any more that you want to explain about what you will be doing, and then we can go right to questions?
Sure. Yeah, look, I'm just hoping to help people today. I'm going to be using the technology that we teach. So like you said, anyone can learn how to do this. I'm going to be using by tuning into universal intelligence, tuning into the higher self of our callers to pass on messages to answer the questions they have. So I just encourage callers to have really precise questions so that we can help them as much as we can in the short time we have available. And hopefully we'll inspire them to learn how to do this for themselves so that they can actually, have access to all the answers for themselves in any moment of any day. It's absolutely brilliant. We've been living like this for 7 years now, and having lived 33 years without it, I can definitely recommend that this is the way to go.
Well, I've only been doing it since June, and it definitely has made an impact on my life. And you too, Dakey, right?
Yes, it is. It's really amazing. Swimming in the love, and the clarity is quite important too. It's a wonderful way to be solid in life and to be of service in the world. And it feels good.
Great. All right, so producer Paul, I know we've had somebody waiting for about 40 minutes. James.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in. I know you've waited a long time. Go ahead and ask Sonia your question, please.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed the energy so far. Very, very much enjoyed it. I'm not sure what sort of question I can ask, but I'll do my best. I guess the biggest concern that I'm having is that I feel like there's a ton of creativity in me. I feel like there's a ton of just beautiful stuff that I want to give out, especially when it comes down to career. But for some reason, I'm having a really difficult time finding my voice, so to speak. or finding the stepping stone to really identify myself and have the audience to really identify me and to really build from there.
Good. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good place to stop. Sonia, you want to address that?
Yeah, absolutely, James. Welcome. You've really identified in your question what's going on for you, and that is all that's in the way with you is just a couple of limiting beliefs that are actually holding you back from unleashing yourself on the world, so to speak. It's your higher self is very excited to bring forth a real gift to the world through you. But what's holding you back, let me just, if you're okay for me to get a little bit personal, are you okay with that, James?
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, look, there's just a couple of limiting beliefs in the way that started when you were very small. Let me have a quick look for you. Okay, so the first thing is, I'm not worthy of being heard. There was a definite, what your high self is showing me is that within your family, there was this definite energy of, children need to be quiet. They need to be, you know, in the olden days, I guess you'd say, you're to be seen and not heard. It's a more modern day version of that, of really keeping children disciplined and quiet, subdued almost, so that they can fit into the family flow. And what that's just created for you is not just the realization, which the truth of it being that your parents were just a little overwhelmed and needed to get on with living their own life, but you took it as that your voice isn't worthy of being heard, and that's a very clear distinction. What that's created in you is just a blockage in your subconscious mind to allowing the creative flow to rise up from the subconscious to the conscious level, so that you can experience it, live it, and give it.
Yeah,
how does that
resonate with
you? Yeah, I can really feel that in you. Let me just see if there's something I can just say to you quickly now to start to unplug that for you. Ultimately, obviously, you know, if you were to learn to dig into your subconscious by yourself, then there'd be just a few things that you'd clean up to really get you going. But also our all-knowing mentors like Eileen or Dakey would be able to help you with this in a longer session also. But let me just see if there's something I can bring forth for you right now that will just start to open it up for you. Okay, so your higher self saying, see yourself like a beautiful flower. When a flower is first created, it starts as a seed and it sprouts through the earth and starts to see sunshine, starts to grow, and when nurtured, you know, will really grow nice and high and then start to open up and blossom. She says, you are currently at the stage where it's like you're the bud ready to open, but you're just too afraid in case you're rejected, essentially. That's the blunt version of it, that, you know, if you open up and then you're rejected, that you will close forever. And what you need to know is that what you're here to bring forth cannot ever be rejected. It's so beautiful and you bring it with such a loving energy that it's an absolute gift to the world, and rejection is just not an option. It's not on your radar at all. You can feel completely safe in bringing forth what you're here to do. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, just relax into it and allow yourself to flow.
I love that. Thank you. That was great. That was beautiful. Thank you. Yes, it's very, very true. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, James.
You're so welcome.
Thanks so much, ladies. Thank you.
All right. And we also have Kathleen.
Hi there.
Hi, Kathleen. It's nice to have you on the show. What's your question for Sonia?
I wanted to ask her, what does my higher self have to offer regarding my current love relationship? And maybe, you know, what are my patterns in these relationships? Any advice or insight would be much appreciated.
Sure. Well, the information is flowing straight away for you, Kathleen. It's very, I'm going to have to be blunt again. I'm really sorry, but the current relationship that you're in has been created from the space of the pattern that you've been running all of your life, which is not to be trusting of the male figures in your life. Now, so the current relationship won't ever blossom into what you want it to, because it was chosen by you from that space to bring forth feelings of lack of trust and and therefore the demise of the relationship ultimately. What your higher self's really wanting you to do is to look within and resolve those issues so that you can actually then move forward and choose someone from an expanded space, from a space of love and like unconditional love for yourself and absolute trust of yourself. You don't trust yourself to make good decisions, so therefore you don't make good decisions. You'll probably see this, recognize this pattern across a few areas of life, but it's showing up so strongly in relationships because it's what was created between the relationship of yourself with your father when you were young. Sounds kind of Freudian, but it was what you need to realize. This is less a belief and more of a fear and ego space that you come from, which was just created in that relationship when you were little of, I'm not enough and I can't give enough, and therefore I frustrate men, i.e. you frustrated your father. And the truth is that he wasn't frustrated with you. He was frustrated with himself for not being able to provide you with the kind of love and emotional embrace that you required at a young age. I'm seeing, especially when you were around 2 years old, you really required a lot more emotional presence from your father, and that wasn't there. And when he couldn't provide that, you read that as you couldn't trust him to be for you what you needed, and therefore shut yourself down from ever allowing yourself to trust men.
Boy, you nailed it. Okay, so now that you've confirmed that this is so right, what can I do about it?
Great question, Kathleen. I'm glad you called.
Ah, isn't that funny? I'm sitting here talking, and it's like, we call in Australia, we say verbal diarrhea. You know, your higher self's just talking. I'm just trying to keep up. look, the best thing for you, and look, this might be a theme throughout the day, and we see this all the time. The best thing is for you to actually get yourself connected with your higher self and connected with your subconscious level so that you can actually start digging around in there and cleaning up all these things that were created when you were small, because all it is a matter of is seeing the truth in that situation. And then what comes forth is your whole life is healed from seeing that truth about that particular question or about that particular frustration you have in life. And that the truth in this particular area was just that your father did the best he could. He tried to be there as much as he could, but he wasn't loved in that way as a child, so he didn't know how to model that. Now, what happens, of course, is that we, as a general rule, will parent the way we were parented or will parent the opposite way. But the pattern that runs with us and we're parenting is just exactly how we were parented, because that's what we imprinted on when we were tiny, when we were literally in the womb or a few days old or a few months old. So your dad was just doing the best he could with how he was raised, and then they were doing the best they could with how they were raised. So it's up to you and up to your children and up to all of us and our children to break those patterns by actually working on those beliefs that were created, unplugging them, undoing those, and then staying connected with our higher self so that we can actually parent in a whole new way, in a connected, higher self-driven, soulful way. And that will undo all of that for the next generation. It's absolutely miraculous seeing it work.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Kathleen, I'm really glad
you're
you called
so welcome.
In.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Good job, Sonia. Do you need a breath?
Oh, you know, I'll keep talking all day. I'm fine.
Oh, okay, great. This is really wonderful. Dakey, do you have anything you want to say before we go to our next caller?
No, I think the callers are doing a great job of asking good questions, but I just want to also mention that there is what we call the wild card question, which can be something like, what is the most important thing for me to know, or what are my next steps on a soul path, or whatever. So I'll just offer that as an option, too, and let's keep it rolling. These are great.
Okay, thank you. That's
yeah, great. I love that, thank you. That's a great thing to mention, and as much as it's fantastic to look at the biggest area of frustration sometimes, it's just nice to know what the most important message is that day. So thank you, Dakey.
Yeah, great. Okay, our next caller is Alan. Alan, are you on the line?
I sure am. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's nice to hear your voice. What's your question?
Thank you. Thank you, Eileen, and good morning, Sonia and Dakey. Well, my question is, I'm seem to be enjoying every day on my disability, and I'm wondering what should I be doing when the disability runs out? I'm still going to be young and active, and I'm wondering what I should do in my next steps, which segues from Dakey's point.
Wonderful, Alan. That's a beautiful question, and you're a very connected soul there, Alan. You need to, well, I'm just going to say it how your higher self says it. You need to prepare to really contribute and inspire the world with, A, with your story, but B, with your natural level of connection and allowing people to see how easy it actually is to live 100% integrated, to work with yourself as energy rather than as a physical being, so that you can actually, this is beautiful, Alan, I'm so glad you called in. It's when you're seeing yourself just as energy, then everything becomes possible. And not just what people desire to be possible, but what is in their highest good becomes possible, which is always 100-fold more fulfilling and incredible than what they could have ever imagined or desired for themselves. That this is what you're here to bring to the world, to really allow people to see what's possible and allow people to live into that and create that in their lives. So the message is prepare to be great, prepare to be an inspiration, and prepare to create real change, not just to show people. Your higher self giving me the example of, you know, there's so many people that say, you know, that are able to do this kind of work, like myself. You know, I'm sitting here giving people messages, and that's one thing, but to teach people how to get those messages for themselves, to teach people how to live it, not just live by someone else's advice, that's what you're here for.
You know, Sonia, I'm feeling several changes in my life right now. In fact, one of them prevalent is relationships with people. I am divorced now 4 or 5 years. It's a whole different life for me. What's happening with my relationships with people in terms of preparing and being better prepared for this change?
Oh, good question. Yeah, what's coming forth straight away is that, first of all, your relationships are starting to deepen. But they're only going as deep as you'll let them at this stage. And there's also a clean out happening of relationships in your life also. It's almost like, you know, when you're building a new house, you need to be using the right materials. And a lot of the relationships that you've had in your life so far have got you to where you are, but they're not going to get you to the next level. So without being brutal, it's they're just naturally coming to an end so that you can continue to seek relationships with people that will further your path rather than hold you back from it. You're too important to be held back.
It's wonderful. Boy, you're very inspiring to me. I appreciate your answers to the question. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling,
you're
Alan.
You're so welcome, Alan.
Thank you. I'll enjoy listening to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Take it further. Don't let yourself be stopped.
I'm going forward. Thank you all.
Awesome.
Great.
You're welcome.
All right, Sonia, I'm just grinning over here and laughing. I love the idea of cleaning out when suddenly your friends start disappearing or nobody fits you anymore and you're going ouch, 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 and you can't work things out. I can just imagine all the different scenario type things that can happen, and it made me giggle.
Absolutely. And it's funny, you know, because sometimes some of those people will come along for the ride and sometimes they won't. And that's okay. We don't need to be attached to their path. We just need to make sure we're following ours, like you do.
Well, I had to learn how to do that. I had to, you know, get strong enough in myself to realize that if I made some effort to mesh with people, but it wasn't happening, then it was that we weren't fitting together anymore, and it was time for me to turn loose and stop trying to beat a dead horse, which I used to do because, you know, we're really taught, at least in this culture, we're taught friends should be for a lifetime, and they're not always. Okay, we have
not always.
We have somebody calling in from Hawaii, if I can say the name correctly. It's Ku'ulelani. Is that right?
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you guys for letting me come on air. I just want to pull the wild card because you guys threw that option out there and see what you guys have to say.
Okay.
Awesome. And what a beautiful name. We're thoroughly looking forward to visiting Hawaii on our tour early next year. So that is just wonderful. So Ku'ulelani, let's have a look for you, what your higher self would like to say. So I'm just going to ask your higher self to bring forth the most important message for you right now today so that you can move forward with something and create momentum in your life. Okay, let's see. Yes. Okay, so the message for you is to really connect at a deeper level with nature today and a little bit in general, but you seem to really be needing it today. She's showing me that there's a place nearby where there are some amazing plants and flowers, and she's really wanting you to see it on a whole new level rather than, stopping to smell the roses as a, form of speech and just taking it in. She wants you to really ponder and tune into the creation that is nature and to start to look at how does the nature, the flowers, the soil compare with the creation of you, the flesh and bone and skin, and to see the inherent intelligence that runs through all of nature, be it human beings, be it animals, be it flowers and plants, be it the ocean or the skies, to really connect with that and seeing yourself as part of the universal flow. To see yourself as part of everything, connected to everything, not just what you touch, but energetically. She's showing me that scene from The Matrix where Neo starts to see everything as code. And it's like this is the experience that your higher self is wanting for you today, is to see yourself as part of all that is completely connected, unafraid of when you feel that connection that you will feel all the pain, because that's not what this is about. There is a lot of pain in the earth and a lot of pain within human beings on this earth. But that's not what this is about. What this is about is experiencing the connection to the natural component, that pure intelligence, so that you can have that run through you and deepen your connection and get fully integrated with your higher self so that then you can move forward and start to heal the pain on earth.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow. That's really big.
No, it's not. And my name means a wreath of heavenly flowers, so it kind of goes with the name.
Well, isn't that a beautiful manifestation? That's wonderful.
Thank you for your call,
Leilani. Thank you, guys. I hope you enjoy your trip here because it's a beautiful place, and it's very healing, too. It has a very healing effect.
Yes, it does.
This is what I got when I tuned into that. We got that when we come to teach in Hawaii, it will be so beautifully supported by the energy of the land there that everyone that comes there to learn will just go absolutely gangbusters with their connection because just the energy of the place is so much more supportive than teaching in a big city, say.
Exactly. Well, enjoy, guys, and bless you guys, and a big love of energy ball heart to you guys, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. So let me just insert here. Normally, Sonia, we take breaks at 20 after and 20 of, but we have so many people calling and so much going on. I'm skipping the breaks. If you need to stop, just let me know, okay?
Awesome. Will do.
Okay, so I'm talking today, and Dakey Fox is here also. We are talking with Sonia Recknitzer, who's a mentor and co-founder, who's demonstrating for us what happens when we connect with universal intelligence. And we're not having shows throughout the month of August, and part of the reason is I need a break, but part of it is that Dakey and I are supporting Daniel and Sonia to come to the San Francisco Bay Area to make appearances at bookstores and other places like yoga schools, And also, they will be doing a program on Saturday, August the 10th. So, Sonia, can you tell us a little bit about what's planned, please, so that people in the San Francisco Bay Area can show up if they'd like to?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn at Fisherman's Wharf on the 10th. And we'll be doing a free introduction and demonstration of what's possible with UI, a little bit like what's happening here now, but with a bit more explanation, from 8 a.m. registration until 10:30 a.m. People will need to register for that online so that we can plan to have the right number of seats available. So just at www.accessingui.com.
And that's for
just
August.
Register there for the.
That's for August 10th.
For August 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the dates of our various trip details are on there of what we've got coming up before we head back to Australia. Back to the 10th. But then after that, we'll be spending the rest of the day actually teaching people, first of all, how to remove the limiting beliefs at the subconscious level that are holding them back. And as we've heard a couple of times today, that's really important in order to move forward in life and to heal the past and to heal those patterns that we run. And then we will actually go forth and teach people to connect with their limitless higher self, connect with universal intelligence itself, with the nature that's everywhere around us and within us. So we'll spend the rest of the day connecting to consciousness and exploring that connection and asking questions and receiving answers. So instead of meeting me here on the other end of the phone, people can ask their own questions and receive answers for themselves. So that will finish at 4 p.m. And we also, just while we're on that, Eileen, I'd like to mention that people that aren't in the San Francisco Bay Area, we do also have a recorded version of just the connection to higher self, connection to consciousness, available online free of charge. And again, if they just go to accessingui.com, they can download that and watch it for themselves and even receive half an hour of free mentoring with someone like, well, not myself because I can't do that many people, but we have a whole team, including Eileen and Dakey, that will run those mentoring sessions to help people integrate that so that they can, you know, really use that connection to the higher self in their daily lives. And that is just an absolute gift. But, hey, for those of you that can come live, doing this live is an amazing experience, isn't it, guys?
It really is. You, Dakey, your comments. I know you've been amazed too.
Well, I'll say that for having had a lifetime of training and being, that what I find the most extraordinary about this work is that the access point is about loving oneself, and you will find it as you step into this. You will find it amazing the extent to which we are trained to not love ourselves and what a difference it makes that, you know, all of life is here supporting us and we are a part of all of that life that we see around us. And our access to it is as simple as loving ourselves enough to blend and merge with it and then be in a whole different way. And I want to see the whole planet and I want to see humanity evolve in this direction. And it's very inspiring and feels wonderful.
Thank you. And that's your mission also, Sonia, is it not, to awaken the world to exactly what Dakey's talking about?
Exactly, exactly. It actually came forth as my sole purpose in this lifetime to connect 5 billion people to their higher self, to create this. Yeah, just a couple of people, you know, just a few. So I'm glad we're reaching a lot of people with this show.
Right. Well, we do have two more people at least waiting on the line. We have Janine and Susie, and in that order. So, Janine, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are you, Eileen?
I'm doing fine. It's nice that you called in. What's your question
for
Sonia?
First of all, I want to thank that gentleman caller who was so gracious. I'm glad I didn't follow him because he was such a clear, bright, soul-connected being.
Wasn't he? Alan was amazing.
Wasn't he? I'm looking at a picture right now, and the picture I'm looking at is my reason for living. my granddaughter.
Wow.
And it's hard for me to talk about her because I feel so deeply connected to her. And I want to know what you might be able to say about the soul connection we have.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, she's a very, very bright light, hey, and as are you. Let me share with you about your soul connection. Let me just bring that forth. I can see it's really beautiful. You guys are connected energetically, both at the crown chakra and also in your heart chakra. So you're absolutely on a physical level, completely connected. And what you need to see is that at a soul level, the words that come, it's more meaningful than this, and I'm just trying to bring it into words, and this is sometimes my frustration with language. When you see these pictures to be able to describe them, but the words that come forth is soul sisters. So at the soul level, it's like you're showing me two eggs right next to each other. So like in a womb when there's twins and the egg splits in half and then those two eggs grow into two human beings, twins, this is what you and your granddaughter are at the soul level, your soul twins, soul sisters. So it's like you actually both sprang forth from the same energetic being, and that's why you feel such a strength of connection. And the emotion that's coming with that for you is, and it's beautiful to feel the emotion, but what I'm seeing is that you'll be able to do so much more with your connection with your granddaughter if you just see that it's allowed. It is allowed, that this depth of connection is allowed in this lifetime. There's so much from your childhood that had you disconnect with people. And that had you distance yourself or had them distance themselves, because that depth of connection was too scary. What you need to know is that it's absolutely allowed, it's absolutely safe, it's absolutely healthy for you and your granddaughter to share this level of connection. It's necessary. It's necessary for her to bring forth her soul purpose in this lifetime, and it's necessary for you to feel the unconditional love and embrace so that you can feel safe to bring forth what you're still here to do in this lifetime. So both of you are here on a mission, and you couldn't accomplish it without her, which is why she's been brought so closely into your life.
Oh, thank you so much. You've answered a lot of questions with just the one.
Yeah, it's funny. You know,
and I'd love to encourage you to come to New Mexico.
Oh, sorry, where are you wanting us to come?
Oh, I was asking if you would consider coming to New Mexico, to Santa Fe. I would certainly be happy to work for that.
Santa Fe, that would be wonderful.
Let's do it.
So, you know, if you would like to send a quick email with your details to help@accessinui.com, and let us know where you are and where there might be a venue near there that we can come and teach at. We would love to come. We are absolutely delighted to come wherever we are asked. That is just a gift for us to have someone bring us somewhere.
Well, thank you. It would be an honor to bring you here.
Wonderful. And, you know, thank you for also confirming for the rest of the audience that, because for me giving the message and sometimes for the audience hearing the messages, it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. But to know that it means so much more to you in your life, that's really important, you know, to know that you now have something there to hold and move forward with. That's what really lights up my day. So thank you for giving that feedback.
I appreciate it. I look forward to meeting you.
All right. Thank you for your call. Thanks
thank
for your
you.
Call, Janine.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Janine.
Oh, feels like a feast.
That's wonderful.
So we have two callers still. We have Susie followed by Sally. So, Susie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hey, I'm Susie. Blown away by this already. I'm sorry?
Hey, that's all I said. Can you hear us?
I can. I'll try to focus here real quick. I'm just going to go bigger picture. My question, you know, it's just what do I need to know? Relationship, employment, physical health. I just lay it out there.
Susie just wants to know everything about everything.
Right.
Whatever you got.
All right, Susie. Well, it's funny because your higher self came straight forward and said your life is in a bit of a shambles right now, and you're a little bit frustrated with yourself, and your higher self just wants you to know it's all okay. When you look to the core of what's going on, you're fine. You within yourself are doing very well. You actually know what you're here to do. You're just frustrated that you can't really get yourself out there to do it. And you've surrounded yourself. You're showing me there's this cocoon around you of what you should be doing and what should be and what other people should be like and what you should be capable of and how quickly you should be able to move. And there's just so much self-judgment, which has created so much self-doubt, that that's what's holding you back in absolutely every direction. You don't know which way to turn or which way to move because of just being ensconced in this cocoon of loneliness and doubt about what you can really achieve here in this lifetime based on the batterings that you've had over time. So let's see what we can do to unravel this for you. Okay, so your higher self saying is just come back to the core of what's real, and that's you, your vision of what's possible and what's necessary in your community and on earth, and to come back to the light within. And she's showing me just a simple meditation of just looking within yourself, not even necessarily trying to meditate or anything like that, but just looking within deep inside you and just travel your eyes to the very core of your being to find that little pinprick of light that was there that started it all, that started your life, and just to allow yourself to sit and bathe in that light and to do this 5 times a day, preferably sitting up against a tree, just to be with yourself and be authentic with yourself, knowing the amazing wonder that you are just for being a human being. Like literally you are, like we all are, this incredible thing just for being a human being. I mean, look at it functioning. It's just amazing. When you start to believe in yourself in that way by doing this 5 times a day for 3 to 4 days, it feels like you'll start to really believe in yourself again because you'll see who you are at the core and you'll just bathe in that light and see what you see for yourself in this light. That will start to bring forth the belief that you need to start moving in the right direction. And little things like the aches and pains that you feel in your body or the aches and pains that you feel in the relationships with the people around you, that will just start to drop away because you will just focus on what's real and what's important. The minute you start doing that and you stop focusing on what's false and untrue and all those self-judgments and self-doubt, none of that's real. When you stop focusing on those things and just start keep focusing on what's real in every moment, everything will just unfold before you and the path will be clear and you'll be able to walk it with confidence.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Is there any question that comes forth from that for you, or are you feel all good with that?
I'm just overwhelmed. I'm good.
You're good. Okay. Well, just be overwhelmed in your own truth and beauty.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you for your call, Susie. Oh, wow. All right, Sonia, keep going.
Yeah,
Sally's
it was
next.
Beautiful. Wow. Go, Sally. Let's get it.
Sally, are you there?
Hello. I am.
Good. What's your question,
Sonia? Thank you for this gift, first of all. My question is very general, just what I need to know for the way forward. I've had some really huge changes in my life, and now I'm pretty much in limbo, just kind of going through day to day, what's in front of me, kind of in the remnants of my old life, without much vision of which direction to kind of point myself.
I just want to say there, Sally, and just in general as well, I mean, all these people you've attracted callers that are all on a big mission in this lifetime, and Sally, you're the same. It's your life has been cleared out, stripped bare, and ready for you to see what you're here for. This is your time to discover your soul purpose. Nothing less will do. Your higher self saying, this is it, and congratulating you on taking this so calmly, because you've been through a huge turmoil of late, I'm being told, and you've taken it calmly. You're like, okay, I know what this is about. This is about breaking free of everything that's held me back, breaking free of everything around me that's not working. And I'm here now, standing here, metaphorically naked, ready to be cleansed, and then to don only the clothes that will serve the path that I'm walking, rather than before, where you were wearing layers and layers and layers of metaphorical clothes, of beliefs and ways of doing things that weren't ever going to allow you to walk into the climate that you're walking into. Just showing me in this metaphor that, you know, all you need for this path is a bikini, you know. So it's quite funny. I love it when I get pictures. It's just it's a beautiful way to explore what's going on for someone's life. So, yeah, so you're here in this space, nice and still, and your higher self just wants you to continue to practice stillness for a few more weeks and allow yourself to be in that space and allow yourself to just to continue. Whenever you have thoughts of hurry or of needing to know or of needing to try, to allow those just to float on in and then float right on back out again, because it's just in when you are able to receive stillness in completion, that's when you will then walk forward into your soul purpose. And it's only that you're to be focusing on from now on. Your soul purpose will enrich you in every area of life, obviously fulfilling you from a perspective of career and moving forward in that way, but also financially, relationships, a deep, deep, deep spiritual connection. So you will want for nothing. So in this space, you just need to allow yourself another 2 to 3 weeks so that you can see it in its fullness, because otherwise you're going to just walk these little steps into, as she's showing me, like around in circles. And, you know, when you have the choice of walking around in circles, exhausting yourself versus just being still so that you can see actually which way to walk, that will give you the space to know that you can do that.
Okay. That is helpful. It's just saying just wait.
Yeah, allow yourself to wait. It's very difficult to. And we're as human beings so compelled to always be moving. But allow yourself to wait. The answers will come to you. You can't find the answers by walking to them. They will come to you. And if you walk, then you're walking away from where the answers are coming from.
Okay.
Sonia,
that's very nice confirmation. That's pretty much been the state I'm in. It's just,
great.
Just wait and see.
So,
yeah.
Sally, one of the ways I've learned to look at that is you get to sit still for a little while.
Yes.
And how many times do we long for a holiday, and then now we're actually given one, so enjoy it.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your call, Sally.
Well, thank you for having me. Okay.
Thank you, Sally. You're welcome.
All right. I have a... Now one question I'm going to pose for you from someone who has sent an email, Dan.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, and here's what Dan wrote. For the last year, I've been feeling that there's a major shift in my life coming. Over the years, there were many times when I could have lost my life. Stabbed, shot, washed overboard, but still here. I believe that I've I believe that I've been kept on this earth for a reason, some higher purpose. Now, through premonitions and dreams, I feel that I'm being told soon. Through meditation, I received that I was full of knowledge but not of understanding, and that understanding would soon come. Also, do you have insight here?
Well, like I was saying before, Eileen, this show is attracting people on a mission, people with purpose and people ready to walk it. It's awesome. I never in my life have I met so many people in just 1 hour that are destined for great things.
We've been cultivating our listeners for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. They are awesome. I want to do this again.
Oh, great.
Awesome. So, Dan, let's have a look. Yeah, and look, the thing that came straight forth as you were reading the email from Dan is that it's the difference between knowledge and understanding is such an important distinction, and that's the first step in him gaining the understanding, is that to fill our brain with knowledge, to read a whole bunch of books is one thing, but to integrate it on that level of knowing, on that level of being, that is a whole different aspect, and that cannot come from books. His higher self saying, this is a great learning for me also, his higher self is saying is that when you're reading a book, you're reading someone else's perspective. And, you know, with myself having written a book on pain-free birth and my husband having written the all-knowing diary teaching that higher self connection, that's a bit funny to hear, you know. It's like, here I am telling people not to read books, but I myself have written one. But this is what's coming forth, is that In reading books, you're reading someone else's perspective, and that is their perspective. And as expanded as that may be, it is not your own perspective. And that is why it's just knowledge. It's empty knowledge. It's knowledge that can't ultimately get them to living their sole purpose, because it's not their sole purpose that's being written about. So Dan really needs to connect to higher self. There's not much there in the way of limiting beliefs. What I'm being shown is that in all these near-death experiences that he's enjoyed, I'm being told, rather than suffered, they were there to clear these beliefs. So he's actually clear and ready to go. He just needs to connect so that he can get that depth of understanding of everything that he's read about, everything that he's heard, everything that he's learnt. He's such a wealth of knowledge, but that connection to his higher self will integrate all of that knowledge into his being, and he'll be able to move forth with such power and so quickly. It's like, watch out, everyone that knows Dan, he's about to move and shake in a really big way. So Dan, what I would say is do that connection, even if it's just jumping on that online recording that we have. That will be all you need, free of charge. You don't need to even pay out any money to do this, and you will unlock everything that you have inside, and you can start to bring that forth to help others. It's absolutely massive. He's going to move so quickly. Don't be surprised, Dan, if you pick up a whole bunch of new inspiring friends along the way.
You know, so far the people that you've been talking with, Sonia, it's like, watch out, folks. It's like a tidal wave once you jump on this. You know, it's a wonderful,
yeah.
It's a wonderful, pleasant tidal wave, but it's a tidal wave.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's fun for me to feel the different energies of the different people that we've spoken to. It's that there are those like Alan, who's just already so integrated and connected and pure and whole. And then a lot of the others who are not yet as connected, and that's what they're obviously calling in about, to get that connection and to find out how to get that. But that with such important missions for themselves and so ready to burst forth and create something, such beautiful, everyone has such a different energy, but so beautiful and so amazing, and they'll all be different messages. I really hope that these people will stay in touch with us over time and maybe drop us an email.
or leave messages on our Facebook, which is Recknitzer Daniel, facebook.com/Recknitzer Daniel, because I would just love to follow the journey of these people. That would be incredible. I'd love to see what happens when they do reach that level of connection, that they start to live their soul purpose and start to contribute and change the world and heal the world. This is going to be really incredible. Maybe we could do something on your show, start a blog where these people could write their stories.
Oh, that's an idea. Wow. So that was Facebook/ Recknitzer General. Is that correct?
Recknitzer Daniel. So
Daniel. I'm sorry. I don't know what my head did. Okay, I'm writing it on the chat here so people can have it on the Blog
Talk
Radio.
Yeah, because when I spell it out with my Aussie accent, no one knows what the word is anyway.
Yeah, you've been here in the States long enough to get that straightened out now, haven't you?
Well, I'm now living with someone with an American accent, so I'm hoping by immersion to be able to learn how to speak like you guys. That will make my life much easier.
I understand that part, but I do love the Aussie accent that you have. So,
thank you.
I want to mention that we're not going to have programming for the rest of this month here on Full Power Living, but on September 8th, we'll be starting up again. We'll be celebrating National Grandparents Day, talking about the sacred work of grandparents raising grandchildren with Elaine Williams and Janine. It was Janine with the granddaughter. Janine, you'll probably really enjoy
that program. Yeah, a beautiful connection.
Yeah. And maybe have a lot to offer us on the show also from your own exploration of the deep relationship with your granddaughter.
Which reminds me, Eileen, there are some people who are listening here, and in the event that we do start a blog off of the Full Power Living show or do future shows where we entertain this kind of format again, how can they join the list to be a part of the Full Power Living announcements?
Well, I think the best way would be to write me, particularly because of Sonia, can we use the Accessing UI email for that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
help@accessinguI.com would be perfect.
Right. Okay, help@accessinguI.com, or you can also write me, Eileen, Ilene, at Accessing UI, that's Accessing Universal Intelligence, accessingui.com. So,
that would be even more perfect. That way they come straight to you.
Right, right. But if you have a message for Sonia, or that would be at help@accessinguI.com. You can also write Dakey, right, Dakey? DEKI at accessinguI.com. So,
yes, true.
Yep, we're both at the ready here. So, Sonia, you know, it's time for us to end, sadly, and I'm glad you've mentioned that you'll do this again, because this has been really fun and wonderful.
And next time I think maybe you and Dakey should answer some questions as well, being mentors yourself.
We had considered that you might put us there today, so we tuned up just in case. But you did such a beautiful job. I just thought you might be ready to tell people sort of, you've been here in California for a number of months, and by the way, congratulations on the pain-free birth of Miss Millie, 6 weeks or 2 months ago? How long has it been?
Yeah, 2 months now.
Two months.
She was born on the 5th of June.
Right. So I just want you to know that Sonia practices what she preaches. She had two pain-free births at this point, which, based on my experience, is absolutely remarkable. I wish I'd known about all that. You've been here in California. You've been down in San Diego. You've been in Los Angeles. Now here you're in the Bay Area. If there's anybody listening from Sacramento, Sonia and Daniel are interested in coming your way also. So contact me at Eileen, Ilene, at Accessing UI, and we'll put you in contact, or you can go to help@accessingui.com. and let people know, hey, we want you up here in Sacramento. What I know you're talking about setting up some things for Seattle. Can you ballpark or scope in what your plan is, since you're going to be waking up people all over the world?
Well, you know, it just brought forth the quote that I don't know who said it, but you know, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, and that's kind of how that's kind of how we're viewing things at the moment, is because we have these huge plans, all the things we wanted to do and places we wanted to visit, and then we keep getting drawn to all different places, and now it looks like we might be going to Santa Fe, New Mexico, which would be very exciting. Yes, we've been asked to come up to Seattle, we've been asked to come to Vancouver, to Montreal, to Phoenix, Texas, across to Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, I forget which one, and Virginia. So it looks like we're going to be traveling all over the place in the next 6 months. We're definitely going to be visiting Denver as well. We have that planned in for January. So it looks like at this stage that we will still be doing mainly California and Arizona for September, October, November. December, of course, you know, if someone wants to bring us somewhere in December, we'd love to come. In our experience, people are generally too busy with Christmas, but we'd love to teach all year round. And then next year, January, February, March, will be Denver, and then some of these new places that people are wanting to bring us to. So we will just schedule wherever people want us to come. So by all means, just write in, let us know where you are, where there might be a group of people that we can talk to. And we'll contact the local bookstores and expand an audience and bring this to that area. We run free consciousness challenges when we go to a new area where we connect people to their higher self. And then we follow that up with our courses on removing limiting beliefs and profound parenting and all those wonderful things. So, yeah, we have ditched the idea of creating plans, and we're just being gypsies and allowing ourselves to be wherever we need to be.
That's really great. And I know eventually you have plans for going across the Atlantic and doing some work in Europe too, because I want people, I'm pretty sure we have some people listening in Europe, and I want them to know that if the higher power, if God permits, you're also going to be going to Europe at some point.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would love for that to be next August, September, because I know that the weather is beautiful over there that time of year, having lived there for 12 years myself.
Ah.
So that will be my third timing for Europe. But, you know, as I said, we'll go when we're needed, where we're needed. So, but, hey, if your European listeners could make that happen for August, September, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Dakey and I both know a couple of people in the Switzerland area who actually could do something like that. We'll have to get on them, Dakey.
Indeed we will.
Okay, so...
Brilliant.
Sonia, Dakey, final words from you for Sonia.
I'll just say thank you, Sonia. You have opened the world of internet radio up in a grand way here today.
Yes, move aside, Fraser Crane. Sonia's in the house.
All right. Well, this is certainly, actually didn't exceed my expectations, and it did at the same time. It's been wonderful. Not to, the callers, as you have said, Sonia, have made this a really rich experience too by being who they are and by asking the questions. I want to thank each and every one of you who's called in today and has written in for your help in co-creating this program. And Sonia, you've been brilliant as usual. It's just a delight to work with you. I want to ask you please to stay on the line for a minute or two so Dakey and I can speak our personal goodbyes to you, but thank you so much for being on Full Power Living. Remember, Sonia will and Daniel both and their beautiful children are going to be in the San Francisco Bay Area for the workshop at the Holiday Inn in Fisherman's Wharf on the 10th of August. Please consider coming. You can come the first 2 hours for no cost, and then decide whether you want to stay and pay. And also, if you mention my name, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, you can get a deep discount on the price. So keep that in mind. And anything else, Sonia?
No, that's wonderful. And maybe I think we should tell people that the price is normally $250 for that workshop for the rest of the day. But if you do type in Eileen into the promo code, it's actually at half price, it's just $125.
Right.
So that's definitely worth knowing that code. And also, it's such a reasonable price for what you learn on that day. So, yeah, let's not hide the price. Let's put it out there.
Okay. Thank you. That's and you
and
can also
one other thing, Eileen, that I just thought of. Sorry, sorry to interrupt, but on Daniel's Facebook, we also sometimes do written versions of this where people can write in their questions and we answer them in the Facebook forum, and that's we call that a happy hour. It's usually on Mondays, but it'll probably be happening every day of the week, and no doubt you and Dakey will be guest starring on our happy hours over time as well. So that's something to keep an eye out on too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I just wanted to mention, thank you, Sonia, I wanted to mention that you can divide your sign-ups evenly. If you put DEKI, D-E-K-I, on your sign-up, you can get a discount also. So there are two of us here that are working here today. Sonia, I look forward to seeing you soon. I thank you very much for your time. It's been a delight, and I, as you know, I'm doing the UI work, so I'm totally behind what you're doing, and I'm getting so much from it. Thank you for your efforts on behalf of all of us human beings.
Oh, thank you, Eileen. It's been just a blessing. I've thoroughly enjoyed today and meeting your listeners. It's an absolute blessing. Thank you.
All right. So remember to join us again on September 8th when we'll be talking about the sacred work of grandparents raising their grandchildren with Elaine Williams. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is noon Eastern time. And in the meantime, enjoy your last full month of summer. Stay safe. Be loving to yourself and others. And remember who you really are. You're really so much more than any of us really learned that we are since we got to the earth. So remember who you really are. Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media has been our producer. Thank you, Paul. You've done an excellent job today. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
To Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.